Hi everyone. I'm so sorry. It has been a long time since I've been back on this podcast, and it's been crazy. A lot of things has been happening. If you're one of my friends or family members, you know that I had my graduation party. I'm studying for my license as we speak. Preparing to take the exam and social worker license exam. Pray for me, y'all. And then I was also in between of like looking for work, but God being so good was able to help me get a job that I'm praying that when I begin and while I'm there, that His presence is there. I know wherever I go, God's presence is there. But just knowing that this job will be a good fit for me. So before I begin today, thank you for joining. I just want to say a short little prayer, and then I can give you the message that God has given me. All right, so let's go into prayer. Father God, I thank you for giving me such a word. I pray, O Lord, that I'm able to articulate it the way that you have provided it to me. Lord, I pray for any of my sisters and brothers listening to this podcast right now, whatever it is that they may be going through in life. Lord, may they see your hand, O God, moving in their life, O God. Father God, when they seek you, O Lord, may they find you. When they seek you, O Lord, may they have an answer from you, O God. Father God, may praises and worship continue from our mouths. And may we be able to just see how great you are, and that everything indeed is working for our good. May we believe it with our soul and with our mind. May you protect us and our family members. May you protect our friends. May you protect our co-workers, oh God. Be a blessing to them. Lord, I pray, oh Lord, that as we are at work, may favor be our portion. As we are driving or commuting to work, may favor be our portion. In our communities, Lord, may favor be our portion. May you protect us from any evil, any harm. Oh Lord, be there in every step. May the blood of Jesus be upon us. May the blood of Jesus protect us from every harm. I thank you, Lord, for today, for giving us a gift called the present. I praise your holy name, and I give you all the honor and glory. Amen. Amen. So the message that came to me today, well, not today, but for some time, is very clear. It is what's meant for you will be for you. What is meant for you will be for you. I'm going to read from John chapter 16, verse 33, and Proverbs 16, verse 3. John 16, 33 writes, I have told you all this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart because I have overcome the world. Amen. And the next reading is from Proverbs 16, verse 3. Proverbs 16, verse 3. Bear with me, y'all. Proverbs 16, verse 3 writes, Commit your work to the Lord, and then your plans will succeed. Amen. So, hearing both of these verses allows me to understand that you don't have to feel like you have to fight for whatever it is that God has already promised you. You don't have to feel like you have to chase after what God has already promised you. If He's promised you marriage, if He's promised you children, if He's promised you a house, if He's promised you a car, if He's promised you an organization where you can help the people of the Lord, then trust me, my brother, my sister, that is going to happen. If He's promised you freedom, if He's promised you a way out to excel in life, then trust me, God will provide for you in ways that you can't even imagine possible. You don't have to fight for it. You don't have to chase it. You just have to trust in God. Know that He is Lord. He'll do it for you. I think so many times we try to have it in our own hands and we want to make it work. And so we'll allow things that we think will get us what we want in life. Take our money, our time. For instance, let's say that there's a single person who wants so desperately to meet a man so they can marry. So they go to Christian Mingle, they'll go to match.com, whatever website it is, give their money so that they can find this mate. Sometimes these sites work out and sometimes they do not. But what works out all the time is God. I believe that if you place your money in the works of God, in the kingdom of God, and doing God's work, there's no way that God will not see you through. And it can be costly. I realize you may think you have control over what's going to happen in your life, but you don't. You don't have that much control. You could plan, but it's up to God. It's up to God to see how your life is going to be. He already knows. He's known you since you were in the womb. He knows you. You need to put your trust in Him. I realized for my own life, when I thought I can do it on my own, that it did not work out the way I had planned. When I started trusting in God, and as I continue to trust in God, I see how His hand is in my life. I see how He's moving in my life in ways that I couldn't have done myself. And although the race may seem long, although it may seem like you're never getting what you want, like it's not coming, you don't see it, you're crying tears, you're sleeping sleepless nights, you're getting frustrated, trust in God at all times. Trust in the Lord. I think as you walk in your path, in your life, ways to not get frustrated is by not being idle. Do not be idle in times of distress. Make sure you're working for God diligently. A story I would like us to look at is Joseph. So I'll read a passage of where he had his dream and then I'll read how he was in prison. So if you can read the whole Genesis chapter 37 to 39 on your own, that would be great. But I am just going to highlight two verses, Genesis 37 verse 9 and Genesis 39 verse 20. Genesis 37 verse 9 writes, God appeared to Jacob once again when he arrived at Genesis 37 verse 9 writes, then Joseph had another dream and told his brothers about it. Listen to this dream, he said. The sun, moon, and 11 stars bowed low before me. I'll read it again. Genesis 37 verse 9. Then Joseph had another dream and told his brothers about it. Listen to this dream, he said. The sun, moon, and 11 stars bowed low before me. Wow. What a blessing it is for God to give that vision to Joseph. The sun, the moon, the stars will bow before man? That is, wow, that's unthinkable. That's great favor. That's something that God promised Joseph. Of course, when his brothers heard this, and his own father heard it, they were not happy. They're like, what? Do you think we're going to come and bow before you? You're going to be higher than all of us? But that's not what Joseph was telling them. Joseph was telling them, this is what the Lord has promised me. God is going to do something great in my life. And I, Joseph, I'm going to hang on to this word because I trust in God. He didn't give me this vision to lord it over you. He didn't give me this vision for no reason. He gave me this vision because he has great faith and hope in who I am. And I am a servant of the Lord. I'll continue to serve God. As we look in Genesis 39, verse 20. This is when Joseph went to prison, was put in prison. It writes, he took Joseph and threw him into the prison where the king's prisoners were held. 21. But the Lord was with Joseph there too, and he granted Joseph favor with the chief jailer. 22. Before long, the jailer put Joseph in charge of all the other prisoners and over everything that happened in the prison. 23. The chief jailer had no more worries after that because Joseph took care of everything. The Lord was with him, making everything run smoothly and successfully. You see, although the promise that God gave Joseph didn't come expectedly, and he had to endure so much in life, didn't mean that God's favor wasn't upon his life. Didn't mean that the promise was void. The promise was still there. The promise was still, God kept his word. God is not a man that he shall lie. That is my favorite Bible verse. If God has promised you, then he will do it for you. Joseph was even favored in prison. He was favored in prison. He didn't let time just pass away. He didn't just complain. He did something about it. He was favored. He was able to interpret the dreams of two prisoner men as they were in prison with him. He was able to be there for the ward, to be a helper. And then when Joseph was taken out of prison, he was able to help not only the brothers that laughed at him, but the whole of Egypt as they were going through famine. Joseph was able to see God's hand in his life. Joseph was able to hang on to that word and see how, yes, indeed, they are bowing down to me for help because I am a vessel of God. I'm not doing this on my own or for my own, but I'm doing this for God. So that marriage that you're hoping for, that's going to come. And it's going to be in greatness for God. You don't have to worry about it. Yes, you're going through life in your singlehood. And yes, it may seem hard and lonely, but God is going to be there for you. If he's promised you, and it says it in his word, two are better than one. So if he's promised you that marriage, it's going to come. If he's promised you that child, it's going to come. If he's promised you freedom, it's going to come. If he's promised you that job, it's going to come. It's how you wait. How you wait while you're being tried. How you wait for that blessing. How you wait for that promise that God has given you. Wait with expectancy. Wait with joy. Wait with love. Wait with kindness. Wait while worshiping God. Wait in happiness. Know that whatever the Lord has promised you, he'll surely do it for you. He has not forgotten you. That is my message today for you. He has not forgotten you. Be encouraged. Know that Lord, who promised you out of whatever situation you're going through, he will do it for you. He is a man. He is not a man that he shall lie. I thank you for hearing this word that God has promised to deliver through me. I pray that it was received on good ears. I pray that it's an encouragement to you. And I hope to see you next Thursday with another word. Until then, I hope you have a blessed day. I hope you have a wonderful week. And I hope you wait for that promise that God has given you in good faith, in good hope, in good cheer. Until next time, love you. See you later. Bye.